Blog Talk Radio.
What the hell was that? Welcome to Desperate House Witches. This is Dorian Wallace, joined as always by my lovely sister Rena Saw. What happened?
Hello. I heard some, there was some weird ass noise, and I was like, what the hell was that? I'm like,
yeah, okay.
I heard this loud beeping sound, and I'm like, where did that come from?
That's
hello.
Weird.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. We haven't been on in a while, it seems like.
Yeah, that's right. We took off last week. I forgot already.
Age, it's getting to me. What can I tell you?
Yeah. It's been a weird year.
Do your shout out. Yeah, I know. Do your shout out.
Jessica and Steven, if you're listening, I'm going to send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. Love you guys.
Okay,
all
I'm going to
do your disclaimer, Mama.
I just said that. If you're new to Desperate House Witches, good evening. We are happy to have you. We are also happy to be had. Anyway, so here's the disclaimer part. This show is not a G, PG, R, or even an X-rated show, so bad language, discussion of bodily functions, and other such things are harmful to your sensitive ears. We will understand, but this would be the time to excuse yourself. So, aside from that, I would also like to give my favorite shout-out to our wonderful sponsors, The Angry Cauldron. The Angry Cauldron, for a lot of your pagan-y needs. They do ship overseas. Yes, there are companies that still ship overseas. And they don't charge you an arm and a leg for it. So the Angry Cauldron is awesome. Also by our other wonderful sponsor, Wicked Witch Studios, as run by the fabulous Dorothy Morrison. Wicked Witch Studios, she has a cure for everything, so go see her. All right. So it is the last Friday of the month. It is October, and I am sitting here half buff naked with the fan blowing, the windows open. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Now, any of you who know me personally know that I have recently discovered leggings. Okay? So, they're cute. My happy ass bought a shit ton of leggings. And I was all excited because in the cool weather, what's more fun than a cute legging and a long top, okay? And I have lots of long tops. But if you wear them over jeans, it makes you look kind of frumpy and dumpy. So I was so excited when I discovered these leggings that I have that are soft and cozy. Oh, wait till you try them on. Because when you come over here, you have to try a pair on just to understand what
it
is I'm talking about. Oh, you will love, I'm just saying, prepare to be obsessed with these fucking leggings. Anyway, my fat ass, just so y'all know, my fat ass has avoided leggings like the plague almost all of my life because leggings look like you have shoved. If you are a girl who is not skinny, because skinny girls can wear just about fuck all. But if you are a girl of any kind of size at all, it looks like 6 pounds of sausage stuffed into a 2-pound casing. Y'all know what the fuck I mean. Anyway, these leggings do not make you look like that. They're cute. They're comfortable. They're stretchy. They're like spending the day in your jammies. I love my jammies. Everybody knows Raina and her jam jams. Anyway, so I bought a shit ton of these fucking leggings, okay? Y'all know Dorian loves the fall and winter because it's cooler. So I was like, oh, yeah, okay. So I'm all excited because it's like, oh, I can now enjoy cooler weather with my sister. Au contraire, the weather has decided to be fuck nuts warm for this time of year. So it's like, okay, I just invested in this fucking wardrobe, and now I can't wear my cute leggings. I have to wait for it to be, like, under 75 degrees. It's ridiculous. Every time I think I'm prepared for something, something happens that just knocks my preparedness way the hell off. Anyway, it's almost Samhain. Blessed Samhain to everybody. It's the time of the ancestors. Honor your ancestors. You know, we carry them with us, whether we want to admit it or not. Some of our ancestors, let's face it, were less than the greatest people. But I carry them with me, all of them, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And everybody has a good point here and there. So I'm blessed to have come from a line of fairly smart people in that regard. So I did something interesting to honor my mentor this year, and I had a plaque, a Green Man plaque made from his likeness by the amazing Lauren Morris. She is, you've heard me mention her before. She's an amazing pagan, an amazing sister in the path, and a pretty incredible talent. I mean, it's lifelike. His eyes follow me everywhere. She also did my goddess plaque, which I adore. So I'm like, you know, I've got dad up, like, right over my altar. It's great. If anybody who knows me knows who dad is in my world. Anyway, so, yeah, so she did this amazing plaque of dad, and it's over my altar, and it's just, it's creepy weird. I feel him through it. It's really awesome. So I haven't decided. Cool. I haven't decided what unique thing offering wise I could do this year. Normally, I spill a little booze, I throw a little food, but it just seems, I don't know. I feel like my practice is stagnating and boring, and I need to jazz this shit up. And I haven't figured out what to sacrifice, because, like, you know, at New Year's, you and I actually sacrifice money. You know, so it's like, should I sacrifice money? Should I say, what is there something newer and groovier? Give him some blood. Ah, oh, fuck. I hate it. You're going to have to cut me because I can't do that shit myself.
Seriously? Okay. I'm trying to think. Well, I don't have access to one, but if you can get
a lancet,
of those, and just, you know, let whichever, you know, whichever hand, whichever finger come to you, you know, whichever one you land on, just kind of poke it. And honestly, what I do is I'll put it on a tissue and then, you know, do corresponding herbs and, you know, as a little incense and throw it on the pyre, so to speak, to whoever I'm offering it to.
Okay, so I must admit my pussiness in all of this because I have played with knives. I can get injections all day long. I've had people draw my blood like every hour on the hour. That doesn't bother me. The idea of pricking my finger disturbs me more than a paper cut. It's like I guarantee you, and I won't have to worry about it because what I will do is I will make a prayer and say, Dad, I'd like to give you some blood. If you could figure out how to get me to cut myself and not have to do a lancet, I would be most grateful. And guaranteed, my mentor will reach beyond the veil and let me know and figure out how to cut me in such a way that I won't lose any limbs, but I will make the offering. I mean, it's amazing. But, you know, I've had a lot of people go before me. I'm at that age where, you know, my elders are pretty much dying off at an alarming rate. the ones that are still left are fairly aged at this point. So, I mean, you know, I think about the Summerlands, and I think about, you know, all the great stuff and folks and animals and, you know, encounters I've had with people, and that they're, I feel comforted that they're waiting for me on the other side, you know, in their spirit essence or whatever it is. My mentor used to describe, you know, reincarnation in the manner of when, you know, it's like a big bucket of water and, you know, the gods take a big old spoon and they pour out some of the, you know, they pour out the spoon and that creates, you know, this soul or that soul. And like when we pass, we go back into the bucket to get mixed around with all the other water and we create a new being. You know, the gods pull out another spoon, you know. So it's like,
yeah,
we've all been around, we all come around, we all continue around and around. So I always really like that.
Some of y'all motherfuckers I don't want to see again, though.
Well, here's the weird thing, you know, but here's the weird thing that I've noticed as I've gotten older. A lot of the things about the motherfuckers I don't want to see anymore is already inside me, because the things I tend to not like, sometimes they're like still they're parts of me that I remember being that way. And I think that's what gets under my skin the most. It's like, oh, I recognize that feeling. That feels like a feeling I've already dealt with, but I recognize it and I still don't like it. And I'm still embarrassed and uncomfortable that I was like whoever it is, fill in the blank. You know, there's that essence of truth in the thing you don't like the most in other people is sometimes what you see, a lot of time, maybe not every time, but a lot of the time what you see in yourself. So it's something I grapple with, you know. There's a lot of bits of my birth parents that I'm like, oh, I don't like that aspect at all. But it's in my DNA, and I see when I react in certain ways to certain situations or certain people, and I can feel that bit of one of my parents creeping up in me, and it's like, no, down, you don't exist. Yeah, go away. You know, so it's kind of a weird thing to deal with, but this sound's going to be very, very quiet. I am probably going to do offerings and ritual for the most part by myself. And that's a change. That's a change. I like Samhain is one of the holidays of the year that I like to celebrate normally with other people. But I don't know. My energy level is really low this year. And I don't know if it's got to do with all the stuff that Jade Sol Luna had talked to us about. But I'm just noticing that I'm very subdued and subsumed, or whatever the word is, to coin an Eddie Izzard phrase. But I just feel like my energy is not there. It's just lacking.
Yeah.
And normally at night, you know, I love doing my nightly prayers and lighting the candle. And lately, the past couple of weeks, I'm just like, I love the gods. I'm going to sleep. I'm not feeling it, so it's not just me, but I'm just not feeling it, and I want to feel it. I'm very happy when I'm in the spirit, so to speak, but just lately, my mood, I don't know if it's the weather, I don't know if it's just my age, I don't know what it is, but it's just like everything is dragging. I'm tired. I don't want to deal with stuff. I want to just like go to bed and pull the covers over my head and say, yeah, wake me in the spring. I'm done.
Yeah,
put a fork in it.
Honestly, I've been the same way, you know, and I mean, there's other issues at hand, but it's just like, I don't really listen to music much anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and I used to. Like, every single day as I'm cleaning the kitchen. I've got, you know, my husband got me a little Bluetooth speaker. You know, it's like a Boots, or I don't know what it's called, but it's like this little triangle thing. It's cute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I connect it to my Play Store account and,
yeah.
You know, play Google Music. Like, I have these separate lists, you know, playlists, depending on the mood.
Yeah.
Really, I saw my cousin, or one of my many cousins, because I've got, like, you know, half
9,
Italian, half Scottish. There's, like, a gazillion of them.
Yeah.
And I love them all. But, yeah, I saw my cousin Laura. She was coming back up from Florida. So I got to see her and hug on her. I hadn't seen her in 10 years. And, you know, it was such a good feeling. It made me happy. And I came back, and I was, you know, had a glass of wine, watched a horror movie, and, you know, kind of put on some music and danced around before I did that. So it was fun. And then it just, boom, like that, it was gone again. And that sense of dread, which, you know, we talked about before the show, which has always kind of hit me this time of year, but not this early, I guess. So trying to shake it off. I think tomorrow I'm going to spend some time outside because I haven't done that in a while either. So.
Yeah.
I feel ya. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure other people were feeling it too. You know.
Yeah. I'm just not in the mood.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I understand. It's just like, no, not having it.
Yeah. What's that about?
And,
I mean,
and you know,
really.
It's like, you know, and then I really haven't said anything to many people because, you know, most people are like, oh, well, you should try yoga or you should try this. Or you know, it's sort of like the advice they give you when you're depressed. And it's sort of a depression. You know, I'm not terribly sad, but I'm just feeling weird, feeling off. So it's like, yeah, I don't know. Hopefully it'll be over soon. Like October. I mean, where the hell did it go? Wasn't it just October 1st yesterday?
Kind of, yeah.
Crazy.
I know. This year is like full steam ahead and almost over already.
Yeah. And then, you know, we've had another round of the death. You know, so that's not helping.
Who died?
You know, oh, God, a handful of people, actually.
Where
have
I
been? An activist from he was an activist for the Vietnam War, and I apologize because I didn't really know about him, but apparently he was very, you know, prolific and you know, did a lot to, you know, continue the movement. The lead singer, Dead or Alive, he passed away.
Don't know who that is.
Yeah, Pete. He was more of a British celebrity, but, you know, he was an 80s singer. You know.
Oh.
And,
okay.
You know, he was a character. He was definitely a character, but I admired him for, you know, hey, he did things the way he wanted to, so good on you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think who else. There was, the guy who actually wound up, he was in the movie The Crow, and he played Funboy. He was the one who actually shot Brandon Lee, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, he passed. Yeah, he never really got over that, you know, not that it's anything you really
imagine
could
not.
Get
over. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, it's like, okay, it's almost to the point where I want to savor fall, but I really want this fucking year over with. I really do.
Yeah.
I'm done with it.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's angry.
Yeah.
About one thing
today,
or another.
Today was insane. Absolutely everybody was in a mood today. I don't know what their little problems were, but everyone I encountered at work had a stick up their ass. It was unbelievable.
That's not good. Like, it's Friday before Halloween.
I yelled at people today. I yelled at my boss today.
Who?
Yeah.
Okay, do tell.
Okay, so, you know, he's a good guy, and he's trying to be helpful to other people. But every time he's helpful to somebody, it's costing me money. So I yelled at him.
Good.
I said I'm hemorrhaging fucking money here, and it's your fault right now. So stop it.
Yeah.
And he was, I know. I'm like, yeah, you know. Don't fucking do it. How's that?
Yeah. You're not allowed to speak to anybody anymore.
You're not allowed to do favors for anyone without my permission.
Yeah.
Oh yes. So I went to my big boss, and I said, look, and this guy is the major head of, like, my part of the industry, all the divisions. And I said, listen, I need to talk to you about some stuff. And he said, okay. So I have a meeting with him this coming Wednesday. Yep. So we're gonna have a little sit down, and I'm gonna unload and say, look, you need to tell certain people that I don't care that they don't want to do certain aspects of their job. They don't have a choice. We all have parts of our job that we don't have quote unquote time to do. Get over it. Everybody's fucking busy. It's not for me to have to do what you don't want to do yourself. Take some fucking responsibility, put on your big boy panties, and get it together.
Exactly. Quit being afraid of hurting other people's feelings.
Have not been afraid of that for quite some time.
Not you, him.
Oh, he's not afraid of... Oh, no, that's a different boss. No, it's a different boss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My immediate person is not really my boss. He's a supervisor that he's my first go-to, and then I go to my big boss and bitch. And he seems okay with that because he fucking can't stop me anyway because I'm cranky and I'm older than everybody, so it's like, yeah, you may be my boss, but I'm older than you and I have more experience, so shut the fuck up.
There you go.
Maybe I should be the boss.
Yeah, you should. You do most of the work anyway, so why not?
Actually, you know, here's what's funny. Apparently, when you get the title of manager, you don't have to do that much work. You basically, your day consists of going around and talking to folks, coming up with game plans. You're not actually actively working in the trenches. Until they give you the title of manager, you're still a working stiff, even though you're doing all of the management functions. But until you get that title, you're just a working stiff who has the power to hire and fire. That's about all I've got right now. So I'm like waiting for the title of manager so I can stop working for a living and be an asshole like the rest of the assholes who do what they want all day. I think that's just glorious and a worthy ambition.
speaking of assholes, did Pepe Le Pew ever wash his?
Oh, you know, here's the thing. I don't know what Stitch is. I make it a point to stay at a comfortable distance so I don't have to deal. Because, quite frankly, as Arya Stark said to the Hound, I want away from your stench. So I basically just avoid the situation at all costs. That's what I do. I just avoid it all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? I don't see this person that often, so it's kind of okay in a weird manner of speaking. But, I mean, please, wash your ass. Really?
Yeah.
Really? Shower, wash your ass, put on deodorant, you know. I'm sure other people would be most appreciative if you would just wash your fucking ass.
Yeah.
For real.
It's like, even Matthew McConaughey can't get away with that shit.
Yeah, you know, I mean, somebody once told me, and I can't remember if it was you or someone else, the whole Brad and Angelina thing. And it occurred to me that somebody once told me that Brad Pitt has horrible body odor. And I'm thinking, that could fucking do it. Somebody told me that. Yeah. Somebody saw him in an airport and told me, Brad Pitt fucking stinks. I'm like, why? Was he mean to you? And she was like, no, he fucking smells. And I'm like, oh, you mean he literally stinks? I had no idea. So I'm thinking, maybe Angelina was like, dude, you know, it was sexy before we had kids, but this is bullshit. Wash your ass. You know? I have no idea. I'm just making shit up. I don't mean any of that. I didn't make up the thing about somebody telling me he stinks. Somebody really did tell me that. But I don't know if it's fucking true. I mean, you know, I made up the Angelina part telling him to wash his ass. I have no idea. But,
that's sad. But you know what?
Okay. What?
I don't know. They didn't go about it the right way. And that shit is usually doomed, you know, when you don't go about it the right way. I don't know.
Honestly, anybody you've ever known, most people, let me retract. Let me start that over correctly or somewhat correctly because I don't know how correct I can be right now. But most relationships, not all, but more than half of all of the people I know that are in, say, a second marriage, again, not present company is completely excluded, but one or both of second marriages, for one or both people, it was not what you would consider the right way. And that doesn't necessarily mean shit. I mean, supposedly Brad and Jen were already split up. And of course, if there's already a problem in the relationship, it just makes it easier for someone else to walk in. And, you know, there are a lot of factors in relationships breaking. It's not even marriages, just relationships breaking up. People change.
Yeah.
People get bored. People get angry, you know, when people's lives don't turn out the way they had hoped they would or anticipated that they would. I mean, there's a lot of factors. It's not just about sex. It's actually more about boredom than anything else. You know, there's some kind of dissatisfaction for whatever reason, you know, a spouse who's neglectful, you know, it just makes it easier for somebody else to walk the fuck in. Having been on every fucking side of this equation, I do have a little experience in the matter. That's why I'm like not very judgmental when it comes to people, you know, doing what they do. To a certain extent, it does take two to tango, and
that's true.
we all add, you know, our own shit to every situation. You can't help it. You're human. You know, you
oh,
the
yeah.
general you, not you, the specific you. But I mean, yeah, I mean, shit goes on over time, and you know, and sometimes you check out something else, and it's, you know, that what they say about the grass not being greener. No, it's not fucking greener. Truly not.
Yeah. That's true. No,
yeah,
and
yeah.
You know, it's not my place to judge. It's like, whatever. You know, the both of them had been through, like, numerous relationships, you know, that generally ended badly. You know, it's like, I mean, you know, how do you give up Juliette Lewis? She's fucking awesome. How do you screw that
up? How do you know? How do you know that? Have you ever been in a... See, here's the thing. Just because somebody's hot... And this is an argument I have with guys all the time, because guys are full of shit. The guys I deal with, I should say, are full of shit. Because it's like, oh, man, she's a piece of ass, blah, 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 blah. If I had that, I would be, you know, like the perfect spouse to that person. And I'm like, you're full of shit. And they're like, what do you mean? She's so hot. I'm like, yeah, you know what? And at the end of the day, after a number of years, she will become the same fucking ball and chain that you have right now, okay? Because
yeah.
I will tell you something. All that glamour goes out the fucking window when the cameras are off. Trust.
Mm-hmm.
Trust. We all thought, oh, they're such a hot couple, they'll never break up. Look how perfectly suited they are for each other. And you know what? She's nutty. I love her to death. I do. I respect her involvement in Children's Affairs internationally. You know,
yeah.
it takes a village, and she adopts them by the village. It's amazing. I mean, I wish I had the money. I wish I had the money to be able to afford to do it. She has the best nannies. They have the best doctors. You know, the kids are dressed impeccably. You know, they go to private schools. They're well loved and well taken care of. I mean, yeah, that's awesome if you have the resources. You know, again, at the end of the day, they're just two fucking people who happen to have jobs that other people watch them do. There's no difference between you and an actress, except for the fact that the actress is seen by millions of people all at the same time. They're not any better, they're not any worse. They happen to pick a road that they were able to maintain a career. That's all. They're doing that career, I'm doing my career, you're doing your career. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's the only difference between you and a famous person. They get paid a lot of money because they have to be in the public eye. I would not want to do that shit. Like that, to have to always look perfect and be perfect and say the right thing. Fuck, I have trouble negotiating my world on Facebook. Could you imagine my happy ass in front of a camera? Holy shit. Are you kidding me? With my mouth and my temper? Are you kidding?
Now, that's, honestly, I had a few opportunities to go into acting. You know, because I went to school with somebody who's an actor, and I took acting in high school, and I was like, oh, I really like this. It kind of brought me out of my shell, so to speak. But at one point, I was like, you know, hearing horror stories from, you know, another friend. I had known her since she was in diapers. That was in movies, and it's a really tough business. You have to have a thick skin, and at that point, I knew my skin's not thick enough. I'm too sensitive for this, and I would wind up going off on somebody and winding up in a fucking tabloid. It's like, nah, you know what? It's not for me. Not for me.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, it looks glamorous,
but... my memory's
but...
not good enough.
Well, I don't know about that, but... I mean, you know, it's one thing to, like, look at people and admire them, oh, they look so beautiful, they're so thin, they're so glamorous. It is a hard job. I'm sorry. I know that sounds ridiculous, but to have to keep up the kind of ego that has to do that kind of thing, and to have that public appearance all the time, whether you want to or not, dude, it is a struggle for me to leave the house with makeup on and matching shoes some days. I could not be under that kind of pressure to be beautiful, to stay a size 6 or 4 or whatever the fuck it is these people have to do. I wouldn't want that life. I'd be miserable. I would be so miserable being a glamorous person 24 hours a day. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't want to do it. And, you know, your career could be over. Yes, these people make tons of money, and they could piss it all away in a moment of complete and utter stupidity. I mean, it takes so long to build a reputation, no matter who you are. And it takes a second to have it destroyed. It's ridiculous. I could not live my life with that constant fear over my head. Not for me. I'll take my simple, happy-ass life, thank you, where I get to curse all day, and I get to curse all night, and I get to vape, and I get to be cranky, and I get to be just the fuck me. I am so blessed.
Cheers.
My life.
Cheers to you.
My life. It's a blessed life. You have to understand, sometimes the most simple life is the most blessed life. The gods are looking out for your happy ass. It may not feel like it all the time. You may not feel their presence and evidence constantly, but they're there. The gods are there. They are watching. They are taking care of you. They're handing out a lesson or two like they do. I'm just saying.
Yes.
I mean, but if you have a roof over your head and food in the belly and something clean, you got clean panties to wear, life is pretty fucking good. You know, it could be worse for a lot of people. For a lot of people, it is worse. So, you know, at this time of year with, you know, remembering the ancestors and how hard some of them really had it, as compared to our fucking privileged ass lives. You know, gratitude's an important thing right now. Well, it's always important.
Absolutely.
But when talking to the ancestors, let them know how appreciative you are of their sacrifice and how you hope to be worthy of it as you move through another turn of the wheel. So I'm just grateful. I'm tired, I'm cranky, and I'm fucking grateful to be so. You know?
Yeah.
That's my blessing. Oh. That's my blessing for y'all for Samhain. You know?
There you go. And hearkening back to Brad Pitt, because Joey in the chat room from the amazing Ingrid Cauldron said he sent me a link with, you know, a bunch of different celebrities who, yeah, apparently this is a rampant problem. Yeah, like
what?
But it says apparently Brad showers so infrequently that on the set of Inglourious Basterds, his co-star Eli Roth had to teach him how to wipe down with baby wipes to cut down on the smell.
That's
gross. That's so nasty.
Ew.
Yeah.
Why? Is he water phobic? Is he afraid of water?
No. I don't know. Maybe he's like Matthew McConaughey and he likes his own smell. I don't know.
Matthew McConaughey like that? I didn't know that.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yes. Oh, my God. He's like practically made Kate Hudson throw up because he smelled so damn bad. She even offered him her deodorant at one point.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't use deodorant. He doesn't really bathe. You know, it's like, I'm sorry. Nobody is cute enough to be smelling like that. I don't give a shit who you are. I do not care. If you stink.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. It's nasty.
Oh.
You know, love you guys. Bradley Cooper and Johnny Depp were on the list, too. I was like, no. No, come on.
Oh.
Like,
I'm
really?
Sorry. You know, very few things should marinate in their own juices. People are not one of them.
Exactly.
Wash that.
Thank you very much.
Wash your ass, please. Please go in the bathroom and wash your ass, please. We live in a society. I'm not telling
yeah.
you have to use chemical deodorant. I would never make anybody do that. But there are methods of keeping the body odor down. Bathing
yeah.
is a great solution for that. You know, I mean, I use standard deodorant because that's what works. Well, I use a deodorant spray. That's what works for me because I have certain allergies and certain types of deodorant make me break out in this horrible, horrible blistering rash. I guess it's the aluminum in the deodorants. But there are other ways. There are deodorant sprays. As a matter of fact, not that I necessarily want a brand name drop, but Dove makes these awesome deodorant sprays and lots of companies have always made deodorant sprays. And some of them are good and some of them suck. I happen to like this brand, but it doesn't make me break out. I mean, I had a painful rash for almost a year. And I think it was because I was putting on a lot of deodorant. And I guess, I don't know if my pores blocked up or what it was, but I developed like this weird allergy to like the waxy ones. So now I use the deodorant spray and I haven't had a problem. I'm very lucky. But yeah, I mean, there's other ways. You don't have to use aluminum chlorohydra something something. I mean, you know, but wash your ass. Please wash your ass.
Yes, please. Yes, please. And
dick
and,
balls.
You know.
Dick and balls.
And
ass.
If yes, exactly. Like, and if you are in the baking community, and we love y'all dearly, but patchouli is not a shower. You know, like perfuming yourself with incense and stuff, we can still smell you. And now you smell twice as bad because you're overpowering.
Yeah.
And you got the stank. Don't do that. Please don't do that. You know,
no,
this
I
got
actually,
to the point.
I actually like
well,
the smell of patchouli in small doses. That's all I wanted to
exactly.
say.
Exactly. No, it got to a point there for a while because I was going up to Asheville quite a bit, you know, and hanging out in those kind of shops that it was like, the smell of patchouli physically made me ill. It was like,
mm-hmm.
gross. Because so many people just pile it on. It's like you can almost see the friggin' layers. It's like, you know, if you don't clean your hood vent over your stove for a while, it gets that like greasy, that sticky greasy layer.
Yeah.
You know, there's been a few times that it's gotten that bad because I'm so fucking short. I don't pay attention to that. I clean the stove. And then it's like, oh, yeah, I should probably clean that. Oh, my God, it's so dusty, you know? It's
oh,
like,
I totally get it.
If I can't see it, I don't think about it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's over my head. I don't think about things over my head.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, oh, yeah, that's still there. And other people can see it. I better clean it.
Well, if other people
yeah,
can
no.
see it, maybe. Maybe other people should be cleaning it. Just saying.
That's a good idea. I like that. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my theory. If it's offending you, get a fucking rag and clean it your own damn self.
Yes, thank you. Now,
I'm down here and I don't see it.
Yeah, and I'm generally never given a hard time about it. It's like, oh, oh yeah. I should probably, I figure it out on my own.
Eventually.
Yeah. It's like now that, you know, I have pretty much taught myself how to clean and how to clean properly, you know, when I was younger and even when I was older, it was constantly like, you know, expected to do it, but not being shown how, and then being shown how, and then, oh, well, no, this is how you do it when you're doing it that way. It's like, wait, what? Okay, but I thought we did it this way. No, you know, that was fun. So my house, my rules, I clean it my way, and I do it properly. Like, no, thank you.
There you go.
Yeah. Nope.
I love my sister.
I love you, too. Oh. So, I don't know. I'm thinking, actually, and Joey had said that he was thinking about doing a seance. And I don't know. I think I may do one of those for Halloween, which I already got the Halloween candy, and we already broke into it. Sorry, kids.
Yeah, right? See, we purposely didn't buy any yet, and we made a conscious decision regarding the candy. We are specifically going out and buying the candy that we like, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, because if nobody shows up, I will take these bitches to work, and they will be gone in 5 fucking seconds.
Exactly.
So we'll eat a few, and if we don't have any trick-or-treaters, we'll eat a few, and then we will take the rest to work and let everybody else fucking eat them. So we will be prepared for Halloween at my house, but if the kids don't show up, it won't go to waste because we will just take it to work.
Yeah. I'm wondering, because last year we didn't get that many kids. I was kind of surprised, you know, because usually we get, like, they truck them in from, like, surrounding, you know, apartment buildings and stuff. You know, they'll literally truck kids in. The thing that annoys me, and I'm sure we have an awesome audience, so I'm sure you people don't do this. And I didn't mean to call you people. But our witches, I don't think you do
our
this.
Our fellow pagans, yeah.
Yes, yes. So if you are taking your kid trick-or-treating, get out of the goddamn car. Nothing drives me more insane than some lazy dumbass taking their kid trick-or-treating in a car and going from my neighbor's house to my house and just letting the kids get out of the fucking car. Getting back in, driving to the next house. Don't fucking do that. I hate that. Seriously, I don't hate many things, but I hate that. And you are a bad parent for doing that. Unless you have a handicap, and I never see handicap stickers on these cars. Get your ass out the goddamn car and walk your kids like a fucking grown-up. Assholes.
You are teaching
Seriously.
Your children to be lazy fucks like you.
Yes, and then my kids are the ones who are going to have to deal with your kids when they grow up. Entitled little shit. And your kids are going to learn a hard fucking lesson when they get out into the real world. Oh, I'm not as much of a special snowflake as I thought I was. Not like Mommy and Daddy told me.
Let me tell you something. When I was a kid, there was no such thing. No such thing as driving your kids for Halloween. Your children got together in a pack. Now, we were unsupervised because back then we were not as afraid of, you know, we weren't as afraid in our own neighborhood as things have become now. But we got together in a horde, our friends got together in a horde, and we raided only one block, maybe two blocks, in our neighborhood because we lived in a city, and we basically went to every apartment on every in every apartment building in two blocks because there were, I mean, being from New York, y'all know what a New York City apartment is like. There's 9,000 floors. There's like 600 people in a building. No problem. You know, just doing one block would take you four solid hours, you know, if, as we got older and were allowed to cross the street, you know, then we raided the next the next block. And we, you know, and people would have to buy, and I'll tell you what, we were some slick-ass motherfuckers back in the day, because if you didn't have six jumbo bags of candy, you were going to run out in the first hour.
Yeah.
And kids do not take kindly coming to your house, and you don't have enough to give everybody. I remember on several occasions, once 8, 9 o'clock rolled around, people started giving out money because they didn't have any candy left. And we would get, like, they would throw pennies and nickels and dimes. Sometimes the nice neighborhoods would throw quarters into everybody's bucket. Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
You could score big. And then, not only that, but the older kids, see, the older kids were slick. The older kids used to go around with these cans for UNICEF. These motherfuckers were not collecting for UNICEF. They were collecting for themselves.
Right?
And and they would get, that, you know, people, oh, UNICEF. And people would stick dollar bills in the UNICEF cans. And it never occurred to me until I was like 12 years old. And I saw a couple of my older friends, guys, of course, because, you know, they were smart. At the end of the night, they would sit around in a circle and open the UNICEF cans and divvy up the spoils. I mean,
nice.
not nice, but I mean, fucking
funny. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
And they'd walk off with like 10, 15 bucks a piece. Not big sums of money. Not big sums. This is
still
pre-video game where you had to have 70 bucks a pop. This is like a couple, you know, pocket change, you know, you go get something extra at lunch or whatever, or extra money for the weekend to go to a movie, back when a movie was like $3 to get in, you know?
Right.
I mean, you know, not nice stuff, but certainly mostly harmless, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
whatever.
My
it's
goodness.
You know, and I've two things I would like to make an amendment to my little rant there. If you live in the country and your houses are like, you know, acreages apart, that's forgivable. I have no problem with that. You're forgiven. That's not an issue. But if you're like in a neighborhood like mine, where it's like the houses are right next to each other. No.
You can walk.
Sorry,
you can walk.
Yeah, you can walk.
You can walk. And when did this practice start of driving around to different neighborhoods? That was unheard of in my time. You didn't drive.
Yeah.
You got candy at the people nearest to you from the people your parents knew. For the most part, it's impossible to know everybody in a city block because a city block's a pretty big area. But, you know, for the most part, we were on our own street, even though it was a big street. It's like there was no way. If I had ever said to my mother, I need you to drive me around so I can trick or treat, she would have looked at me like I was fucking crazy. For real. We don't drive so you can collect candy. I'll never forget when we moved to Long Island from the city and my father realized that, you know, this was a practice where people drove their kids around to get candy. Mm-hmm. My father's like, It would have been, I would have been happy to give you $10 rather than waste the gas money. You know, like,
I know,
I'll buy
right?
a fucking big bag of candy for cheaper than it would cost me to take your ass around. Candy from neighbors. He's like, that's like begging. That's bullshit. My father had a very jaundiced view of anything having to do with Halloween. This is my biological father as opposed to my foster father, who was the light of my life. But anyway.
Aww.
I don't know. On that note, I'm over it.
Yeah, pretty much. It's, you know, I've got to finish making Little Man's costume for Monday. Which he wants to go as the ghost thing that Charlie Brown was in The Great Pumpkin.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to figure out. I think I've got an old pair of pantyhose to sew eyes in. You know, actually cut holes, and I think the rest of the black dots I'm just going to sew onto the sheet with, like, you know, black T-shirt or something.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah, it should be fun. Hopefully it will come out okay. I'm not good at sewing, so.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He goes out, does the block. Well, does a couple blocks, actually. You know, and then comes back and, you know, I don't know. But we bought the good candy this year. Yeah, we
What'd
got it
get?
Last year and, oh, like Hershey's and Reese's and Twix and Whoppers, which I've gone through a few of those. my husband hates Whoppers. I absolutely
Me too.
Love them.
I can't stand that.
Stuff.
I do not like malted. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yeah, no.
I
do. Oh, good. You eat them.
Yeah. And that's fine. Yeah, he hates candy corn, too. Yeah, and he's very...
Oh, see? I like candy corn.
Yeah, candy corn's good. It's sweet.
I like it.
It's sweet, but not overly sweet. And it's, you know, something you can... pop in your mouth, and it kind of melts after a while. It's good. And our youngest child absolutely loves it, much to the chagrin of my husband, who is like, ugh. I'm like, oh, shut up. See, I like the, they're not candy corn, but they're the pumpkins. They're, you know, made out of the same sugary stuff. Those are good.
Yeah.
I like those too. You know. But yeah, they're instant cavity finders though.
No.
Oh my
shit.
God, those and Butterfingers. Instant cavity finders. It's
yep.
like immediately going in to brush your teeth afterwards if you, you know, if you have anything wrong. Whoo! I did that a couple times as a kid. It was like, "Ah, I can't do it." Speaking of teeth, Little Man lost another one last night. So I got to remind myself that the Tooth Fairy needs to make a visit. So it's like, I think if his other one falls out before Monday, that's going to be 4 in a month.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, when I took him to the dentist, they said, yeah, the dentist said, yeah, they're just like little hats sitting on the other teeth coming in. You know, you just
Aww.
Think. You know, his mouth is getting crowded. I think he's going to wind up having braces like his dad. You know, but
Aww.
Because they're so crowded, they weren't pushing him off quick enough. So, yeah, and I was like, we thought his tooth was cracked. It's like, no, it's just hanging on by a thread. I was like, oh, okay. And she just, like, yoinked it off. I was like, man. He was not happy.
Aww.
Anyway, so what you say, we wrap this up.
Wrap it,
I extended
it
a little bit. Yeah. Wrap it up. Whatever happened to them? The Fabulous Thunderbirds, you remember them?
Oh, yeah.
I miss them.
I don't know. I don't.
Anyway. Sorry, cross-tail bus. Squirrel! in a
You're
much better
funny.
Mood now than I was before we started talking, so thank you for that. I appreciate it. I was just kind of, it was a nice day. It was a really nice day, but I was just kind of, that sense of impending doom that I get. And thank you for talking me off the ledge, because otherwise
of
I'd be
course.
Up all night worrying. Okay, where's this feeling
yeah.
coming from? It's you, dumbass. It's you. Stop it.
You're so funny.
Just knock it off. Yeah. I'm a worrywart. Well, anyway.
Sometimes we all are.
So, next week, we are having the fabulous Talisman back on. And my sister is running the show solo for the first
running
time.
Running solo. First time.
Running solo.
Be gentle.
I'm going to be at an oyster roast eating hot dogs. Because I don't do oysters. I'm like, no. They have hot dogs and burgers and salt boiled potatoes, so I'm all over that. Yeah.
Awesome.
Like, yes. I ain't touching the oysters. I will starve first.
Nobody is gonna force oysters down your throat.
Oh, I know. I know. No, not without bodily harm. Nope. Not going to do it. There are some things I will try. That is not one of them. No, thank you. You have what you can eat. I don't care. I'm good. Ooh, excuse me. I didn't mean to burp on the air.
All right. So we
anyway.
Wish everybody a blessed Samhain. And
yes.
I will be back next week with Tals and Govannon doing the pre-election show. And we hope y'all have a wonderful, wonderful week. Bright blessings to y'all. And
yes, absolutely.
Honor the ancestors.
Yeah, and send us pictures of your costumes. If you're dressing up or your kids, post them on the page. We want to see them.
Yeah, we want to see
curious.
That. I am too. I want to see what y'all are doing.
All right, y'all have fun. Be safe. Sorry it falls on a Monday this year. Hopefully, the gods are kind and you get the day off or at least the next day off. But be safe. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to a circle, just be safe. Love you guys, and we will talk to y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.